This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Swofford Ford. One area school is moving toward what one administrator calls a relatively new approach in learning.
Research supports that students are definitely more engaged, and when you can provide hands-on, real-world learning experiences. And we also know that whether it's a four-year program or a two-year program or directly going into the workforce, whatever it may be, that there are so many soft skills that are necessary. Communication and collaboration and problem solving and creativity.
Rebecca Parks, Southview Elementary principal, says the Kearney School District is training staff in project-based learning,
which is really providing skills, problem-solving skills. It's an inquiry-based model, lots of questions. The teachers act as more of a facilitator.
Project-based learning is not exactly new.
That is, I would say, something that more and more districts are moving towards, because everyone recognizes that hands-on learning experiences are the best. But the idea of a place-based school is a relatively new concept. There aren't a lot across the nation, no.
A place-based micro school is essentially akin to the idea of a one-room schoolhouse of small class size. Place-based learning is immersive with connections within the community, providing hands-on exploration. Such a school opened this year. Lens, which is overseen by Parks, consisting of 22 third and 22 fourth graders.
We try to immerse the students into the community and have community connections with a project-based learning model.
At the high school level, the CAPS program seeks learning opportunities by placing students in the middle of a professional workplace,
which is a program where students go out and they can be in the business world. And then aside from just CAPS, we're trying to expand that and have internships and externships.
Go to our website, kmzu.com, for excerpts. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.